Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through and through. Just create.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. God's plan. God bless you this morning. Wonderful to be meeting once again this morning. That song says, change me. What a wonderful change has come over me. That's a testimony to the world to saying that God has changed me. And we thank him for changing us each and every day, giving us new mercies, new strength. Oh, praise the Lord, picking us up and giving us strength that we can make it another day. What a wonderful change has come over me. And if a change has not come over you, you should be desiring that a change be taking place within you. Oh, praise the Lord. It is our most desire that we would be strengthened, that we would be changed for God for the better, that our spiritual man would grow, and that we would yearn and long after righteousness, a change. And if by chance, if by chance you're holding on to something, oh, praise the Lord, I would recommend to you that you would let go and let God open up your heart and let God bless you with his Holy Spirit. And then you would desire a change to come in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. David had a change come over him when he realized, oh, praise the Lord, that he had done wrong. He had a heart of repentance. That's when you, I told you, whenever you practice on something, you will continue to get better at it. If you practice, oh, praise the Lord, trying to do what thus said the Lord, after a while, you'll get better at it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. David in the psalmist, praise the Lord, after he had went in and done wrong, and brought it to his attention. Oh, praise the Lord, Nathan had brought it to his attention that he had gone into Bathsheba, and he told him of a story, and David passed judgment after that judgment. Nathan let him know, well, it is you, O king. Then he cried out for mercy. He asked God for mercy, of mercy upon him according to his loving kindness, according to the multitude of his tender mercy. Have you ever cried out when you have been exposed, when you have realize that it is you that is standing in the need of prayer? Often sometimes we have a rebuttal and we stand up against it. But let me give you, praise the Lord, a song that I ministered to you. Praise the Lord. A song that says, let go and let God. Praise the Lord. You can handle it. We can't handle even our own self, but let go and let God.
I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I'm done worrying,
when I stop worrying,
how the glory is,
when I let go,
I let God,
let God have his
way.
That's when things start happening.
in times I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in the head that everything will be alright.
Oh, yeah.
Let go and let God. Let go, let God. Oh, let go and let God. Let go and let God. My brother, let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God. Oh, let go and let God.
Let go and let God.
He's the only one with the answer. Just let God. He can handle it all. Yes, he can. Let God. With tears in your eyes. Just let God. He feels your pain. And he knows your heart. He knows your issues. He knows your struggle.
Let go and let God. Let go. Hallelujah. Let go, let God. Father God in heaven, Father, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come in the humblest way that we know how, Lord. Ask for forgiveness for sins known and unknown in the name of Jesus. Lord, just come and say thank you for this day. Thank you for this day, this moment, this hour that you've given to us. Allowed us to come together. Oh, Father God, bless us that we would open up and let go and let and surrender unto you. Oh, Father God, and let you take full control of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And oh, Father God, bless us to surrender to your will, to your way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise God. Just a little thought this morning. Letting go. Psalms 51st number of Psalms. Oh, praise the Lord. I like this. Like I told you about this illustration that when the chief musician, this was David here, when Nathan the prophet came unto him, after he had gone into Bathsheba, here it is, David in the 51st number of the Psalms, in the first verse, cried out for mercy. He said, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression." And he asked to be washed me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. David said, "For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. Oh, praise the Lord. Then he said, behold, thy desire, the truth in the inward parts and in the hidden parts, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. David, here, he was convinced of his sin, and he poured out his soul unto God, praying and asking for mercy and grace. Oftentimes we deserve justice, but God allows mercy and grace, oh hallelujah, that we can have a moment to recover from whatever we've been in, the storm that we have been in. Where should we go when we backslide, but return unto God, unto the one that we know that is able to deliver us and set us free, that can heal us, that can help us. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, your heart has to be towards God. You have to be able to open up to God. This is a true, those people that truly repent of their sins, they will not be ashamed to say, Lord, I repent. I'm sorry. Yeah, they will own up to that. Oh, praise the Lord. And truly, when you own up to something, you don't attend to go back to it. Then that's why David asked to be washed, cleansed. Oh, praise the Lord. To be washed in the second verse, he said, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. In other words, that iniquity, it's a practice. It's a practice of wickedness. Praise the Lord. For he acknowledged my transgression. David said, for I, when you confess, oh, praise the Lord, when you acknowledge that you have transgressed, you have done wrong, you have went astray, you have done what you wasn't supposed to do, you have sinned against the Lord at this moment. For I acknowledge my transgression, I have transgressed, and my sin is ever before me against thee. See, you got to know it. It is against thee. Thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Yeah, justified in this. Oh, praise the Lord. Behold, he said, listen, in the fifth verse, he said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me, David said here. Oh, hallelujah. But he said, behold, hearken, listen, thy desire, truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. God desires truth in the inward part. We must have to be first be honest with ourselves, for we can be honest with anyone else. What we first must realize and listen to someone, even if they have all against thee, even if they have someone against thee, listen at them and try the Spirit, by the Spirit, whether it be unto God. Listen to see what they have against thee, that you may come together in peace and settle this account that all against brother against brother. David. And not only done much, but he suffered much in the cause of God. Have we suffered for Christ's sake? Oh, hallelujah. In our trying, have we suffered? Have we honestly suffered? Have we resisted that? Have we tried to fight that against? Or do we just lay down and let sin overtake us? David said here in the seventh verse, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me. I shall be whiter than snow. Do you want to be purged? Or do you just want to pardon? Do you want to be purged, or do you want to be just pardoned? Just pardoned. Because guiltiness is upon you now. You feel guilty. Do you just want to be pardoned, or do you want to be cleansed, that you will be strengthened, that you will not turn unto that? Oh, hallelujah! That caused you to fall away. Purge me, David. He asked to be. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. He said, David, here, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Praise the Lord, that you may rejoice, that you may rejoice that you will be glad that you have been forgiven, and it makes you want to do better than what you've done before. You, oh, hallelujah, to make you want to hear from the Lord once again. You want to, oh, hallelujah, you can be glad that it feels like, but when you fall away, it feels like brokenness, broken bone, that the bone that thou has broken me. Rejoice and hide thy face from my sin and blot out all my iniquities. David asked this of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, hide thy face from my sin and blot out all my iniquities. And here it is in verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And that's what it had. He said, create in me. To create in me a clean heart. How many of us know that your heart can become dirty after if you don't continue to renew that, if you don't continue to work on that? Hallelujah. And create means to bring something into existence. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. To create, to restore, to renew, create, to, oh, hallelujah, create this heart in me. If you have a clean heart, hallelujah, it helps you because your motives are pure, your motives are right. It will help you along your Christian journey, this clean heart, hallelujah, clean heart, a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. In other words, a evil spirit has gotten there. Sometimes it's covetousness, sometimes it's lust, sometimes it's hard-heartedness, sometimes you don't want to do the thing that you need to do. We talked yesterday, the things that I would not, that I ought not to do, those are the things that I do, and the things that I should be doing, those are the things that I do not. Oh, you know this thing, hallelujah, it's a spiritual thing, and there's a war going on down on the inside, so you need to be in continual praying. Do your part, and God will bless you. Amen. And do your part. Amen. And God will bless you. Just wanted to make it short, sweet, and simple this morning. Do your part, and God will bless you. If you ask Him for something, try that you're asking Him for. Try to give Him something to work with. If your heart needs to be refixed, if your heart needs to be renewed, if something needs to be brought forth and create in you a clean heart to bring something into existence. Try to bring some love there into existence. If you have trouble with forgiving, try to bring in some humility that God can work with. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. This is what I have. Sometimes you have to ask for the Lord created me a clean heart. Maybe I've let too much dirt get in there, but if you open up your heart and let His Holy Spirit bless you in the name of Jesus, let His Holy Spirit bless you, then His forgiveness will be easy then. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Long suffering will be easy. Trials and tribulation will be through, or sometimes they may grow, but it don't matter. Even if they grow, you have the strength of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. When I know that everything is all right between my soul and the Savior, is all well. God bless you. You open, Brother D. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Renew the right spirit. You know, good morning.
Good morning.
As always, let's give honor to God, who's truly the head of our life. Tell God, mm-hmm. thank you for allowing us to rise once more and again, start another day among the land of the living and not the dead. A lot of us
mm-hmm.
that we knew yesterday is gone home, but the Lord saw fit to keep us here a little while longer, and we just want to tell them thank you. Reverend Henry, I'm sitting here as I hear you when you said renew the right spirit in me. You know, mm-hmm. in order for David to say that, you got to first know the right spirit. You know, look what he said. He said renew. It's been here already. He said renew it. Bring this thing back to pass. Renew the right spirit. Some wrong spirit that creeped up somewhere. Lord, fix me. That's a problem that a lot of us have. We don't want to ask God to fix us. We spend too much time trying to fix ourselves. And when you were saying that, Rev, it reminded me of a young man I knew, known him for a long, long time. He told me one day, he said, Brother D, he said, I thought I had to help God help me. He said, I went home and I walked up to my bedroom and I found myself on my knees. I couldn't come back down. And from that point, he ran to church, and next thing I knew, he was a deacon in church. Oh, he was a good guy, but he didn't go to church. But when he found out that he couldn't help God, all he had to do was get out of the way. He was a good guy, but he needed his spirit renewed. He needed to get that old spirit, that contrite spirit out of the way, and get the Lord Almighty in. I fell in love when you said that, renew.
Yeah.
That's a lot to say, my brother, when you can tell a man to renew the right spirit. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God.
Amen.
That you're able to do that, that you know you're able to go to your Father and ask the Lord to fix you, that you're not so hard-hearted that you don't want to go to God and ask the Lord to fix you. You don't need enough when you do that. And I just thank God for Jesus, for the word this morning. I thank God for blessing you. I thank God for keeping you. You know, I was just listening to you, and I was saying to myself, you know, I know that yesterday, Brother D had some words for a young man, and I just couldn't rest until I called him. I had to talk to him and get that thing straight. And I felt so much better afterwards. I had to get that evil spirit up out of there. I had to get the right spirit in place. And I promise you, it feels so much better when the Lord renew you. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. I love that God gives us a chance, a time and space. Oh, hallelujah, time and space. He gives us time. That's mercy. He don't let justice always rain down upon us, but he gives us time. Oh, hallelujah. What a mighty God, what a just God that we serve, a merciful God that we serve. We had to take notice what he's doing, all that possible to help us not to fall. Oh, hallelujah. But when we realize we have fallen, he gives us chance to extend that with open arms to receive us. And that's why it's good that we shouldn't harden our heart. Praise the Lord. We shouldn't harden our heart, but we should continue to let it be open to God that he may cleanse us, restore us, and renew us. But we thank God. We thank God for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. Praise the Lord. We thank him. We thank him for what he has done for us and still doing for us over and over again. Praise the Lord. We thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hey, Reverend.
Have a beautiful. Hello.
Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. I heard a few things, and I just wanted to add something in here, too. You know, we've been praying for our brother. You know, he gave us a text on yesterday that his son has been released from the hospital. You know, the preacher we prayed for the other day by his son.
Amen.
You know, how long has it been? It's been a little while, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I found out one thing. There were 10 people got healed one time, brother. They had leprosy.
Mm-hmm.
And in that leprosy, if you look at yourself back then, it was uncurable. You know, they look at their skin and it's all puffed running out of the rim, and it looked loud, man. And when people start coming near to them, they holler. They holler out leprosy. You know, they holler out and they got this disease so that people can come up and be contaminated, you know. And they seen Jesus passing by. And they heard about Jesus healing. And Jesus told them, you know, tell them, go to the priest, remember? He told them to go to the priest. Mm-hmm. And 10 of them went, but one came back, remember? Came back.
Yes, sir.
Because he was healed. He didn't want to go no farther. He wanted to come back, and he was a Samaritan. And he went back to him and fell down on his knees, thanking God for healing him. So I want to say this. Our brother came back and said, thank you for the prayer. For everyone who took time out and interceded in prayer for his son is at the house now. Now, I'm telling you, this is what it's about. Beautiful lesson, remember? Beautiful testimony, brother P. I just wanted to add that in there, too, if y'all don't mind.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
And behind adding that, remember, the only thing I can say that is, won't he do it? Won't he do it? That's all I can tell him, man. He will. He will. Won't he do it? Remember, he will do it.
Good morning. I need to say something before I get out of the truck. I can hear y'all. I was going to read Psalms 39, but I can't read because I can't have my Bible out right on this rack. But I'm going to say this. I read it and been reading it. That particular verse in the Psalms 39 shows you where he had faith and he asked God to lend his ear. He was praying to him and to give him a courage, you know, understanding, and he was looking for God, what I got out of it. But I just had to speak on that before I stepped out the truck, but I was going to read that if one of you mind reading it. I'm sitting here listening, but I was going to read it today and get a little of my understanding that I got out of it because he was praying to him and asking him for forgiveness and lead him and guide him in that, what I got out of it. I got to go to meet. Thank y'all.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, that one. David there, he was, David meditated on man's frailty there. And he was, that's for pardon and deliverance. Praise the Lord, which goes along with the 51st number as well. Some people just want to be pardoned and then get back out there. But David asked him to be cleansed and delivered. He asked for pardon. He want to be cleansed and delivered. And when God shows us something, you know, we pray for, Lord, forgive me for my sins, known and unknown. But when he show you the unknown, take care of that. Fix it. Ask the Lord to help you. He know that we are yet but dust, but try the best that you can do, and then offer that. When you try your best, offer that up to God and ask for please for his grace and his mercy. Oh, that's what it's all about. All about. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. David meditates on the frailty. You know, we know that we are yet but dust. Oh, hallelujah. But God who is able. I like that what this text that Brian sent out, I thought it was pretty beautiful, says, praise the Lord. Good morning, brother. Speak positive words into your life every single morning. Think big. Think healing. Think success. Think peace. Think happiness. Think growth and mindset. Always start the day with positive energy. You deserve it. Oh, hallelujah. 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 It brings joy to my heart. Hallelujah. And you need to know that God is good. And you should rejoice in his grace and his mercy. And speak that. Say, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Speak positive words into your life. Speak, wake up in the morning. I love you, God, and thank you for this day, and it's going to be a great day. You can speak it into existence. Death and life lies in the power of the tongue. Speak life. Speak positive things, beautiful, every single morning. Have some self-love. Oh, hallelujah. How can I love someone else and I don't love myself first? But have that self-love. Oh, hallelujah. Not be selfish, but love that God has created. He has created you. He has spared you. He has delivered you, and you should have joy. Have joy and speak positive things into your life. Think being, think healing. Oh, hallelujah. Rem Ellis, he thought healing. That's why he asked for prayer. And look what God has done with his son. Look at how the healing, hallelujah, he's given unto his son. Well, we thank him. We glorify him. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Think positive. Think positive. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. Beautiful. We thank God today. We thank God today. Thank you, Aunt Martha, for those golden nuggets as you sent in. We thank God for it. How you sent way out, way out. 1 Corinthians 10:1-13. Oh, praise the Lord. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will all. So make the way of escape. I like that. I like that. He won't let you. He won't let you be overcome if you don't desire to be overcome. Some people, because of their free will, because of their choice, some people just lay down unto temptation. But some fight against it, and God will give you that way out. When you see you want to resist it, He gives you a way out. A way out, that you can escape that. See, some things we think we can handle, but we cannot. That's why God provides a way out. The adversary is tricky. He is tricky. and if you talk too much, he'll listen to that. He'll listen at what you tell him or what you tell others or what you may have trouble with. Oh, hallelujah. And then he uses that. Oh, he uses that to buffet you. He uses that to fight at you, but God gives you a way of escape. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. A way out. A way out. God is actively working to keep you from the danger of getting lost in sin. Oh, I like that, Amy. That main thought in that, said God is actively working to keep you from the danger of getting lost in sin. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank him. Thank you. We thank him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that wisdom. Our divine defense. Our divine defense. He sent in. Our divine defense. God's word is a divine defense against attacks from the enemy. That's God's word. That's why it's so important. It's so important. It's so important that when he hides that word within your heart and you believe it, after you hear it, let it go in your heart, accept it to be true, and let it work within you. I'm telling you, you'll start longing for it. You'll start seeing the reality of it, and you'll start getting strengthened because you can. The Holy Ghost is going to remind you, but you have to put something in there to be reminded of. But when you put something in there, and when trials, tribulations, when they come, when the storm, they do come, when the questions, when they do come, when life starts to happen, you can say, I will. Just like Psalms 121, I will lift up my eyes. See, you wouldn't have known that unless you read it. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help is coming from the Lord. All that I have. Oh, hallelujah. You put God's word within your heart. Oh, hallelujah. And it will govern you. It will govern you. You will have to get to a point where you have to struggle to sin. You get to the point, and man, that conviction of the Holy Spirit will be so up on you, it'll be easier to do what's right. Praise the Lord. That's how God can bless you. It'll be easier to do what is right because you don't want to be tormented. You don't want to be tormented by them, convicted so much and so and see, that's what David was. You know, he felt broken. He felt broken. Hallelujah. And he said the bones that I have broken, they may rejoice. I'm burning because I know I've done wrong, Lord. So that's why he asking for they ask him to be purged with hatred. He has to be washed. He wants to be pardoned, but yet he wants to be delivered as well. Hallelujah. So it is with us. So it is. We don't just want the pardon, but want to be, ask God to fix what's causing the problem. Praise the Lord. That's how you'll be.
That's it.
Causing the problem. And then when he fixes it, you'll find strength. You'll find strength for your weakness. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Fix it.
Fix it. That's why we used to sing a song, Oh Lord, fix me.
Yes, sir. Fix me.
Oh, Lord, fix me. Oh, fix me, Jesus. Fix me. That's an old song. Oh, Lord.
That's an old congregation song. Fix me.
Yes, sir. Fix me. Jesus. That's a prayer within itself. Fix me. I don't mean to be selfish. My concern is to my brother as well. But for me to be a vessel that God can use, that I can help somebody else, I need to be fixed. Myself, fix me, Lord. Fix me for my journey. For my journey, fix me, Lord.
Fix me, brother.
Fix me.
What verse it says? Fix my heart. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Fix my heart, Lord. Yes, sir.
That's it. That's
fix
it.
Me, Lord.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. When that heart is right,
fix me, Lord.
When that heart is right. Oh, hallelujah. When wrongness come, even if it's a thought, you binding it quickly, because you don't want it to enter into
right.
The heart, because you want that heart to be continually pure for God. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But God, if our motives are right, we can do things, but it depends on our motives. But if our motives is right. If we're trying to do it out of a pure heart, oh, hallelujah, you may try to tell somebody something and they may reject it, or the timing may not be right, but your heart intent was to do the right thing.
Right thing.
Oh, hallelujah. The right thing that peace may abound. Peace may abound. But we thank God. We thank God today. We thank him. Oh, we truly love him. Praise the Lord. We love him. We thank God today. Let's hold you. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's hold you. We realize if there be nothing else, you want prayer? We already have a testimony where God has showed evidence that he heard our prayer. Not only did he hear, he answered it. He blessed a young man to go home from the hospital. Oh, for that his family may rejoice that God have had mercy and heard their prayer, our prayer. Oh, hallelujah. But we thank him. We thank him. If you need prayer, you want to tell God thank you, just push the one button. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank him for all what has went on, with all every comment, every prayer, oh, praise the Lord, every well wish, every hope of expectation that God, hallelujah, oh, praise the Lord, I see you, Reb, God bless you. You open, Reb.
Hey, just want to say thank you for all your support and everything,
yeah.
And I actually preached Sunday, my first time in the pulpit, and end up putting the title on the sermon as God's plan, and the whole point was make sure you're going and living by God's plan and not your plan, because your plan gonna have faults, your plan gonna have errors, but with God's plan there is no faults, there are no errors. But But I do want to ask for prayer for my longtime friend, Mr. Lawrence Bogus. He's actually in the hospital with pneumonia. So we're asking to lift him up in prayer. He's up in Indianapolis. So he lives up there now. But ask him for prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you guys so much. And just let him continue to use you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God today. Another prayer request. Hallelujah. In God's mercy, His love. Oh, hallelujah. It will show the evidence. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for entrusting these prayers into us and the faith for someone to call to say, I would like prayer. There's hope right now. You had hope enough that if I was speaking with my mouth, requesting, hallelujah, from our mouth to God here in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Reb, I don't know if you're in class or not, are you able to whisper a prayer for us? Oh, we got you.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come to you humble before the throne of grace. Lord, we come with our heart lifted up in thanksgiving, Lord, knowing that Father God is receiving prayer for even after. But Lord, we want to petition this prayer to you, Lord, asking you, Father God, to heal, Lord, because we know that you are your Lord. We know, Father God, that you did some things that we couldn't believe of. You moved counsel, Lord. You moved people with fever, Lord. You brought people to the next level, being close to thee, Lord. Wherever it is, Lord, give strength to that family, Lord. Thank you for the people that come on even and ask prayer for someone else, Lord. Lord, we pray for this ministry, Lord, that it always be your will, Lord. We pray for everyone and their testimony that we have heard already. But knowing, Father God, that you be lifted, Lord, and you know the situation I'm in, Lord, I ask you, Father God, to keep us in your prayers, Lord. Keep us, Lord,
Lord,
always be in your midst, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We thank God. Thank you. Thank you, Reb. But God, we pray that God has been pleased with this service. I know I felt the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. I felt the Holy Spirit even in him requesting more prayer. I felt the Holy Spirit in the prayer that Reb just prayed. I felt the Holy Spirit when Brother D talked, I felt the Holy Spirit when Nutty wanted to talk, wanted to say things. But that's what it is. We are a team. And when one edify another, that God, that we will come together in peace. Oh, hallelujah. I know we read the lesson. We had a lesson when we all will come together in peace and on one accord. Oh, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is present and it worship with us. It teaches us. Oh, hallelujah. We just thank God for it. We want to love on God for that. Ask him that he let us brotherly love continue in us in the name of Jesus. And the sisters are included in as well. Amen. let this family that he's given us continue to pray for one another that God may have his way in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. We just thank him. And we've already prayed. We'll give you this song. And God, say the same. Oh, we'll see you in the morning. Thank you. God bless you.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
everybody.
the church say? Let the church say, yeah. Oh.